Baba Kamperk Zayin Mishnah Vav Hayom Moshcho V'Yotzei Umeis Brishus HaBalim Potter. If the thief was pulling the animal towards him, he did Meshicha on the way out, and it died before it left the Rishus of the Balim, he's Potter. Because a Maisa Kinyan with Meshicha, like we said, has to be where the Meshicha was done outside of the owner's Rishus. That's by Meshicha. Higbiho. If he did Hagbah by raising the animal, Oshotzio Mirshus HaBalim, or he actually succeeded in taking it out of the Shus of the Balam, Vomes, and now it died, Chayiv. Now he is Chayiv Kefel. But if it died before, he's not Chayiv anything. Nesanu Libchoyrois Beno steals this animal. He didn't do anything with it yet. He's still in the Shus of the Balam. And he owes a Kohen this animal for Pidyon HaBen. He has to give 5 Sloim, and he gives this in place of the 5 Sloim. Ola Baal Chovor, let's say he gives it to somebody he owes money to. He gives this Shor or Seh. L'shomer chinam, or he gives it over to a shomer chinam to watch. V'la shoel, or he gives it over to a shoel, somebody borrowing it from him. L'noise sachar, which is a shomer sachar that gets paid to watch it, so he gives it to him. V'la socher, or a person that's paying him to rent it from him. All these cases, v'ya moshcha umeis b'rishus habalim pater. Even if these people do meshicha, but it still dies in the owner's rishus, nothing happened, and he's pater. The ganav is pater from everything. Higbio. If the second person, meaning the person, let's say, the Kohen, that he was giving it as a Pidyon HaBen, or let's say, one of the Shomrim, these guys raise it, or they take it out of the Rishus of the owner, and then it dies, Chayiv, now he's Chayiv. Why? So, which is interesting here, is that the Ganav himself, when he stole it, he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan on the stealing, but there was a Maisa Kinyan done on the second step. So let's focus on the Shomrim, let's say. Let's say a person's, he's a shoel, and the way he's taking it is through meshicha. It's almost as if the original ganav is making this guy a shliach to be kone through meshicha outside of the rishus. And even though, Tosis asks, we know ein shliach l'dvar avera, because the concept is, divrei harav, divrei hatalmid, divrei mishomen. If you have a rav and a talmid both telling you something, who do you listen to? You listen to the rav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't steal. And then the Talmud says, steal, the human being. You're supposed to listen to Ribbono Shel Olam, so you don't tell me that you're a shliach for the smaller guy. But here, the Shomer doesn't know it's stolen, Taisa says. Therefore, you do say shliach l'dvar aver over here, even though other Rishonim don't learn this way, as Taisa Yonder brings. Let's just go with this pshat. And therefore, there is theft going on. The initial ganav is chayiv, and he's chayiv kefal. Now, the interesting thing is, what about the cases of a bechor or a chiv that he owes? In other words, the ganav has to give Pidyon HaBen. He has to give money for Pidyon HaBen. So here, it's actually like he's selling it to somebody else. It's almost like he stole and sold somebody else in one shot. He stole from the original owner, and he sold to somebody else. He gave it to somebody else. It helped him by giving it to somebody else, whether it's because he has to be Podeh's son, or whether it's he has to fulfill his obligation. Let's say he owed $200, and this shor is worth $200, and now he gives the shor to the guy that he owed. So isn't that stealing and also selling? So he should actually be chayiv dalad v'hei. That's actually a machlokes rishonim. Taisus Rid holds that he is chayiv dalad v'hei in those specific cases. So not all these cases does he pay kefil. Two of them he pays dalad v'hei, according to Taisus Rid. However, the Meiri and the Amshal Shlomo, the Marshal, disagree, and they hold that you can't be chayiv dalad v'hei in one swoop. It has to be where the mechira comes after the geneva, and that's not what's happening here.